we have four important points to note for you. Number one, who has priority to take Japanese lessons? Japanese language learning subjects are designed for full-time undergraduate students and undergraduate exchange students from overseas partner universities. However, if there are any vacancies in the class, we will be able to accept full-time graduate students and graduate exchange students from overseas partner universities. Students' family members, foreign researchers, and lecturers are not accepted. In choosing subjects, you must read the guidance booklet for Japanese language subjects carefully, check syllabus using syllabus search system, and choose the subject you would like to take. We will not give you a placement test. If you need to know your level, look at the guidelines for JLPT. Number 2, how lessons are conducted. Please see the list of subjects on page 6 in the guidance booklet. The subjects which are conducted via online have a check mark under the column that says conducted online via Zoom. For online lessons, an online meeting service called Zoom is used. In this case, you may attend the class from home using your device. There's no need to come to university. Please prepare a PC or smartphone which is connected to the internet. Any type of PC or tablet will be okay, however, you have to make sure that a web camera and a microphone are installed onto your device. Zoom online meeting application should be installed as well. You can check information for Zoom meeting for each subject, including ID and passcode, on the student web system after registration. You may also use your smartphone to take lessons. If you use smartphone, do not forget to install Zoom online meeting system application onto your smartphone. Number 3. Course registration. You must apply to register subjects through the internet. You should log into Niigata University's student web system, Gakumu Chiyoho system, and apply for subjects you would like to take. You may use either the Japanese or English student web system to register courses. The registration period starts from September 20th and ends on October 6th. However, please note that, for the third term courses, and semester courses which run for both third and fourth terms, you must finish registration by one day before the day of the first lesson, which might be any day between October 1st and October 6th depending on the day of the first lesson. If your registration has gone through without any trouble, you will be able to check information including Zoom information posted by a lecturer for each subject after logging into your account on the student web system. Read instruction carefully. If you missed the very first lesson of the subject for any reason, you should contact the lecturer by email yourself and follow his or her instructions. For lecturer's name and contact information, please log into the student web system and see the syllabus of the subject. If you click the lecturer's name, his or her contact information will normally pop up. Number 4. The last piece of information of this guidance is about a textbook order procedure. Here is the procedure you must follow. Step 1, download the textbook order form file. Step 2, complete the textbook order form and send it to the shop by email. The shop's address is written at the bottom of the order form. Step 3, receive email from the shop and pay as instructed. Step 4, your textbooks will be delivered to your address. If you cannot find textbook information for your subjects, please ask the instructor in charge on the first day. If you have any trouble, please email International Office. This is the end of this audio file.